message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
As loud as you want your blessings and your favor to be, louder, bigger. To the King of Kings, welcome at least two people beside you and say, tell them, welcome to God's presence. Welcome to God's presence. Welcome to God's presence. And then you may please be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. It's my pleasure to welcome you here tonight. And I know that nobody here will leave here the same in Jesus' name. You know, midweek services are always special because God sometimes appears at times when we least expect. I know by Sunday now everywhere is jam-packed, inside, outside, everywhere. There's no space to even put your leg. But because you are here tonight, God is going to surprise you. I say God will surprise you. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen? We're starting a new series today. Last week, Wednesday, we were still on our 3 days fasting and prayer to start the month. And today, we'll go on to our series for the month. Wednesday series for the month. Instructions for destiny decoration and fulfillment. Instructions for destiny decoration and fulfillment. God has destined you and your family for greatness. God's plan for you and your home and everything you represent is to do well. God never programmed you to be a failure. Neither did he program you to struggle in life. Before you were born in your mother's womb, God already designed you to decorate your life. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. God had already ordained you from your mother's womb to do well. And so you can't just say, whatever should happen. No. God has a great destiny for you. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, for I know the thoughts I have towards you, the thoughts of good and not the thoughts of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So God has a future for you. There's a hope for your future. And that's why I'm so certain that in the course of this series, there will be decoration and fulfillment in your destiny in the name of Jesus. And to fulfill your destiny, you need instructions. Only fools despise instructions. Proverbs 1 verse 7. One of the signs to know that somebody is a fool is that the person despises instructions. And everyone here that desires to get to where God has proposed and destined for them, then you must not despise instructions. In Proverbs 4 verse 13, Proverbs 4 13, Bible says, take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. So instruction gives you life. Without instruction, a man or woman has no life. You will not lose your life. In Proverbs 8 verse 10, the Bible says, it is better to receive instruction than silver and gold. It is better for you to take instruction than for you to receive gold. To take naira is less important than to take instruction. Because a man that lacks instruction will lose his naira. A man that lacks instruction will lose his dollars. I heard the story, I think I've told you some time ago, that some of the study was done of people that about 100 people that won lottery in America. Some $10 million, some $5 million, some $1 million, some $100 million was done after some years. Only one of them was still a millionaire. All the others have lost their millions. Because immediately they received that money, they lacked instruction. They didn't know what will make the money grow, and the money went down the drain. Pray for somebody here tonight. That will never be your story. Amen. You'll be going from one level of glory to another. Amen. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. Amen. In Proverbs 8 verse 3, the Bible says, hear instruction and be wise. Refuse it not. Hear instruction and be wise. And don't ever refuse instruction. Don't ever reject instruction. Anytime God gives you instruction, don't reject it. And some time ago, I also said in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, correction, reproof, and instruction. So our God is a God of instruction in righteousness. He always gives us instructions. And these instructions is what brings about distinction in our life. This instruction is what brings about the decoration of our life. Tonight, by God's privilege and as God will give me the time, we're looking at about four of these instructions tonight before we go to pray and take the communion. Number one instruction that will bring about the decoration of the life of a person and that will bring about fulfillment in the life of a person is called building godly character. The building of godly character. That was what distinguished the life of Daniel in Daniel chapter 1, verse 3 to 8. Daniel, Shadrach, and Abednego, they proposed in their heart not to defile themselves with the king's meat. They decided that they will not defile themselves. There was plenty of meat and things that were not of God there. And they said no. Somebody said no. They said no. We will not defile ourselves. My prayer for you from today is that the grace not to be involved in any form of defilement comes on you in the name of Jesus. I would say, and Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile him. This was what brought about the coloration and the decoration of Daniel's life. Daniel prospered. He was in the palace for 70 years because he was a man of character. He was a man of character. And as from today, that is the kind of man that God will make you in the name of Jesus. These four men, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, found themselves in the place where there was no value for character. There was no value at that time for character, but they upheld character. No one was there to monitor them, yet they decided to uphold godly character. Character is superior to charisma. I want to see some people that they know how to walk very well. Their strides is like Dangote strides. They bounce, they pose. There are some ladies when they walk, as in, is even better than catwalking. But the character is zero. The character is zero. In my place, I shouldn't give you anyone. Eh? They say, a lady says, she doesn't have she doesn't have head for husband. We ask, what is really lacking? It's character. A woman, she threw away her character. She said, I don't know why I don't have husband. May you not throw away your character. I say, may you not throw away your character. Character is superior to charisma. And if you don't have character does not develop overnight. You need to develop it. You can develop vices at the snap of a finger. You can start drinking at the snap of a finger. You can get to a lorry today now. You were not drinking before where you were coming from. And you just met some guys. And they say, guy, what's up now? What's going on? We drink. You know, go drink me. He said, I know they drink before, but may we try. We pepe soup that will soon ruin your life. So you took some stout or some trophy that will not give you a trophy in life. And then before you know it, the character is lost. You now become somebody that goes back home drunk. Somebody say, God forbid. Your character matters. You can develop vices at the snap of a finger, but it takes time to develop character. The question is, what will you be remembered for? Because your character is what you'll be remembered for. Anytime we remember Job, in Job chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name is Job. He was a man that feared God and he eschewed evil. Everybody remembers Job because he was a man that he hated evil. What will you be remembered for? If your character is crushed, then the only thing left is like a pack of cards. But I pray for you tonight that character shall be upheld in your life in the name of Jesus. Number two, instruction that will bring about distinction, that will bring about decoration and fulfillment, is praying without ceasing. Someone say praying without ceasing. And you know, this is one of our major areas in this church. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17, we should pray without ceasing. Luke chapter 18 verse 1, men always ought to pray and not to faint. You can't stumble on a great destiny. You can't just enter into a great destiny like that. No. If you are not praying, you are playing with your life. If you are not praying, you are practically playing baseball with your life. Prayer is essential for decoration and fulfillment of life. To be prayerless is to be risking corruption and wrinkle of life. To be prayerless is to be risking corruption and wrinkle of life. Your life will never be wrinkled. Your life will never be corrupted. Is that the best amen you can give to God? Prayer, amen, is not an encouragement to the pastor. It's a sign to God that you are desperate and you are ready to receive. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. Prayer connects your weakness to the strength of God. As a human being, you might be weak. But through your prayer, you connect with the strength that is required to achieve your destiny and for your destiny to advance. Prayer links your destiny to supplies. Somebody say supplies. So those things that you need, that will make you to get to where you want to get to in life, it is prayer that magnetizes you to those things. You need a job, you need a blessing, you need to get married, you need one favor or another. You can attract them so cheaply if you can pray. That's why the devil attacks our prayer life so vehemently. The devil, I can tell you this. Once the devil can get a man's prayer life, he has got him. Nothing else. Because there's no fire to keep the beast away. When you are in NYC camp, there's a fire that is done around in night sometimes, when so as to keep, to keep you hot or to give heat. At least we used to do it in where I served in Bauchi State then. I don't know if it's still done now. And then it's not only for heat. The second purpose is to ensure that reptiles, snakes, other wild animals around that vicinity don't crawl to get somebody. Because any devil that sees fire knows that this is fire. Even lion knows fire. Elephant knows fire. Snake knows fire. So when that fire is on, as long as that bonfire is there, no devil can just come into the camp and then want to hit somebody and take a copper away. But once that fire is out, then everybody becomes vulnerable. That is the same thing with prayer. Once the fire of prayer is down, you are at risk. That's why Leviticus 6 verse 13 tells us, the fire must keep on burning. It must never go out. The fire must keep burning. It must ever be burning. The fire on your altar, your personal prayer altar, must be burning. It doesn't matter who is your father. The fire must be burning to keep the beast away, to keep the wicked forces away. As from today, no force of darkness shall be able to injure you in the name of Jesus. No power of hell shall be able to injure you in the name of Jesus. With prayer, you move from minimum to maximum. David was a man of prayer. He was also a man of praise. He prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. Prayer self knew that he prayed. Moses was a man of prayer. It's not even once he was with God in prayer on the mountain for 40 days, praying continuously, praying tenaciously, praying without ceasing. As from today, a new zeal for prayer comes on you in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of prayerlessness is cursed and cast out of your life in the name of Jesus. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Look at this. Look at David, a king. I don't know who you are, and I don't know how big God has blessed you already. But look at a man who was so massive, like he was like the judge, like the, what's the name of the president of the U.S. now? Trump. He was like the Trump of his days. Psalms 55 verse 17. Psalms 55. The Bible says, evening, morning, and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Minimum of 3 times daily, this man was in prayers. Minimum. Someone say minimum. Minimum of 3 times daily, he was in prayers. Praying continuously. No wonder we are still talking about him till date. You are going to set a new record. I say you are going to set a new record. What about Daniel in Daniel chapter 6, verse 10? Despite the fact they said they will kill you if you don't, they said they will kill you if you pray. Daniel 3 went to pray 3 times, even on his knees. Now Daniel knew that the writing was signed. He went into his house, and his windows being opened in the chambers towards Jerusalem, he knelt upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. He was desperate. He said, nothing can stop me. I'm an addicted prayer man. I'm addicted to prayer. I've told you before, many, many years ago, I can't remember how many years now, several years ago, while I was working in a bank called GT Bank, I was so addicted to prayer to the extent that while working and it's time for prayer, I'll begin to shake. My body will begin to shake. Now that's like 12 years now. My body will begin to shake. And I will, and you can't pray because you have so much crowd. So I will, you cannot tell me not to go and wee-wee. So I will enter the toilet. La rata kataba, likwa takarada, ratoso brakatia, ila kwakata. And I'll do like this and come out again and continue my work. As in the thing, their body. As in, I was so addicted that if I'm not praying, if I don't have the avenue to pray, it's like there's a problem. You know the way addicted people feel when they, people that are on Banja Wee Wee, and then they want to take Jack Banja Wee Wee, there's no, their body begins to, it's the same thing when you become addicted to prayer. Every Christian needs, that's why people that go around looking for prayer contractors, it's not necessary. Don't be lazy. Settle down to pray. Rise up in the night to pray. I've told you before, as an undergraduate in university, you must have heard this several times. 11 p.m. every night. There had been other prayers during the day, but every night, Lakwata Garate Gadia, Zazo Gradaga, Rekotuba. As you continue to pray, you are paving a way for yourself. We live in a lazy world. And I've told you, when you are lazy, things will be hazy. When you are lazy, you don't expect things to be difficult, to be very easy. So get up. Get up in your spirit. Get up in your spirit. And begin to pray. And before you know it, the road will clear for you. Any barrier that is standing on your way now clears a way for you today. I say it clears a way for you today. Elijah was a man of prayer. He prayed so that he stopped rain for 3.5 years. James chapter 5 verse 17 to 18. Can you imagine a man saying it must not rain? It must not rain. And it didn't rain. He said, it must not rain. And it never rained. And he was a man like us. Bible says a man of like passion. A man with blood inside his veins. A man like you and I. Stop rain for 3.5 years. You can see how easy it is for you. You can see that what where you are going this week, you can turn the heart of the people to yourself. You can press button from your house in the place of prayer. You can press the button. The door they said it cannot open. You press the button from your house. You press the button from your house. That project, you can press resources. You magnetize resources. Friends, as from today, everything you want to do will be with ease. I say it will be with ease. Admission with ease. Graduation with ease. NYSC with ease. Getting a job, starting a business of your own with ease. Getting married, having children with ease. Building a house with ease. Buying a car with ease. Flying abroad with ease. Praying with ease. Everything will be with ease. Rise up on your feet 1 minute and pray. And say in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. As from today, everything I'm going to do is going to be with ease. Lift your voice and pray. Pray. I thought you love your life more than this. I thought you love your life more than this. Everything I'm going to do from now will be with ease. No more sweating, struggling up and down. Everything I'm going to do will be with ease. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. So shall it be. Take your seat. Number 3. Major instruction that will lead to the decoration and the fulfillment of a man is planning. Planning your life. If you don't plan, nothing can work. Luke 14, 28 to 32. Anybody that wants to build a house must first count the cost. If you want your life to be great, you must sit down to plan. For which of you intending to build a tower, sit not down first and counted the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it. Go on now. Least happily, after he had laid the foundation, he's not able to finish it. All that behold it began to mock him. They will never mock you. You will not become a candidate of mockery. Saying this man began to build and was not able to finish. So, as from today, every single thing you have started, you will finish it with ease. Let's stop there because of our time. Planning must be with the following consideration. When you plan, the following things must be put in the condition. Number A, that is 3A, the vision of God for your life. When you plan your life, you plan according to the vision of God for your life. The plan of a teacher will be different from the plan of a pastor. The plan of a pastor will be different from the plan of a lawyer. Everybody, God has a plan for you. And that plan will only be achieved if it's according to God's vision. Number 3B, planning must have the following consideration. Time frame. Time frame. You must have a time frame for your plan. You must say within so-so time. God, I want to do this. I want to finish this house so-so time. Many years ago, while my wife and I were building our first house, our pastor at that time came to pray there. And he asked me, when do you want to move into this house? And that the house was still, we just cut the grass at that time. He said, when do you want to move in? And I said, September. That is like few months from that time. And he said, just as you have said it, it is done. He came with his friend. I can never forget that day. He came with his friend, two of them. Say, just as you have said, and can I tell you, we moved in that same September. So when you plan, there is no way. You will not put a time frame. Also, 3C, planning must have consideration of the purpose of the project. Purpose of the project. The purpose of the project. What is the purpose of what you are trying to do? What is the purpose of what you are trying to do? Number D, 4D, is the goal and objective you want to achieve in your plan. TD. The goal and the objective you want to achieve in your plan. And 3E is the available resources. The available resources. The available resources. You plan within your resources. You don't plan a project with somebody else's resources. You don't plan your life with somebody else's resources. You plan it within you want to do your wedding, for example. Now you have to plan it within the available resources. You don't wish that, I know maybe Buhari will see me somewhere and send me something. Let me plan that 1 million is coming from him when you don't even have contact with him. That's like being very stupid, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Plan within the available resources. And I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I need to double up now because of time. Number four. Major instruction that will bring about decoration for one's blessings. Don't despise your days of little beginnings. Many great destinies have remained unfulfilled because they despise their days of little beginnings. Job 8 verse 7. Job 8 verse 7. Though thy beginning may be small, thy latter end shall greatly increase. Ignorance of greatness in smallness has kept many destinies on the ground. Many people think that until something is big, they don't want to have anything to do with it. Don't despise the little things that God has given to you, that gift that God has released to you, that blessing that God has given to you, that resource that God has given to you. Everything God has given to you, you must not despise it. You must not despise it. Those who choose to start from the top never succeed. The only thing you start from the top is the grave. That's the only thing you start digging from the top. That's the only thing you start digging, start working on from the top. Every other thing you want to start, you have to start small. Ted Turner, that owns CNN, started his CNN company from one room. Is there anybody that doesn't know, that's never heard about CNN today? Ted Turner started his CNN from one room, from little by little. Someone say little by little. Bill Gates started his business with just $200. $200. There was a time for almost like 10 years, Bill Gates was the richest man in the world. $200. $200. Isn't that amazing? That's like close to 70,000 naira. For a multi-billion naira empire from that little beginnings. I pray for somebody here today that your little beginning shall become very, very great. That your little beginning shall become very, very great. God shows you great dreams and visions, but it is not a starting point. It starts small. Everything great that God shows you starts small. And if your destiny will be decorated and fulfilled, then little by little, what God has shown you, you begin to work on it. Obstacles to finishing. Obstacle to starting small. What are the major obstacles to starting small? Number one is pride. Pride. Pride is the number one obstacle to starting small. 1 Peter 5 verse 5. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 5. Many don't want to start small. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. So there's a cloth of humility. For God reserves the proud and giveth grace to the humble. So everyone that is proud cannot start anything small. Doesn't want to be involved in anything. So this one is too small. This one is too small. Number two obstacle to starting small is ignoring the little that God has given to you. Know that guy in Matthew 25, 24 and 25? That guy with the talent, one talent. He ignored that one talent that God gave to him. What is that one talent that God has put in your mind today that you are not using? He said, I was afraid and went and hid the talent in the earth. Can you imagine somebody going to hide his talent on the earth? He doesn't want to use it for anything. He said, it's too small. It's a small talent now. Can we go back there? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, take what is yours. Take back what is yours. That's like an insult. He went to hide his talent because he said it's a little talent. This month, you gave others five. You gave others two. You only gave me one. Do you know that if he had used that one, he can even be greater than those that had five? Many have talent, but the talent, many will never use their talent except they have monetary gain now for it. And that's why that talent is dormant. Until you are ready to use the little that God has given to you, use it for mankind, nothing can happen. First obstacle to starting small is ignoring the little, is pride. Two is ignoring the little. Three, major obstacle to starting small is procrastination. This is delaying to start what God has told you to start. Delaying to be involved in the work that God has told you to be involved in. I will be involved tomorrow. I will be involved tomorrow. I will be involved tomorrow. I will do this tomorrow. Many have ideas but never execute them due to procrastination. And John chapter 9 verse 4, the Bible says, I must walk the walk of him that sent me while it's day, for night cometh when no man. So this is the time for you to begin to do what God has put in your mind to do. This is the time for you to start that business little by little. This is the, stop procrastinating. I mean, some guys have lost the ladies they should have gotten married to because of procrastination. They saw the lady, they love her, they like her, they prayed and they know. And then they see her one day, hello, I appreciate you. That's okay, first day. Hello, ah, I appreciate you. I appreciate you too. Now, they do like seven times. Then, again later, they see her again. Where is your working place? You look like my sister. You look like my sister is not what we are saying. Go to the, because you, but as you are wasting, you are not the only one that is eyeing her. Stop doing like a slow motion. When it's not as if they gave you the injection for slow motion. What you want to say, say it. Instead of waiting, I know, oh God. You know one thing, some guys, after this has happened and happened and happened, and they refuse to talk, another guy talks and the girl says, oh, I like this guy, and then they now begin to pray. Is it that you want to kill somebody else's husband? You want to kill somebody's husband? That's like murder, hellfire straight. Praise the Lord. That was why when I spotted my wife, I didn't waste too much time. I've told you before, when we were about to get married, my wife said, let's wait a little more time. I said, no. I know they wait again. I know they what? I know they wait again. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Wait for what? And lose this asset. Liar. I know the wait. I know the wait. In John 4:35, he says, say not, there is yet more time. Don't say, there's still more time. There's still a lot of time for us to do it. I will do that project later. I will work in the church later. I will do this thing later. Don't say, there is no more time again. Get to it now. Someone say now. So what God has put in your mind, begin to work on it. The things that God has spoken to you to do, begin to work on it. The things that God has placed in your heart, now is the time to begin to work on it. This is the time to begin to work on all those ideas that God has placed in your mind, little by little, little by little, little by little. Don't say until later, or don't procrastinate. I pray that the Lord will help you in the name of Jesus. I said the Lord will help you in the name of Jesus. I said the Lord will help you in the name of Jesus. Number what now? 4D, right? 4A was obstacles to... 4A was pride. 4B, ignoring the little. 4C, procrastination. So we are now going to 4D. That is comparison. Comparison is another major thing that makes people not want to fulfill their destiny or start small. They begin to compare one thing to another. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12. You begin to compare one person to another. You begin to compare one family to another family. You begin to compare one church to another church. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they measuring themselves with themselves and comparing themselves with themselves are not wise. And you know we are in the month of wisdom. So if you are comparing, I cannot marry until my wedding is like so person's wedding. I cannot marry until we have so. No, you can't do that. That is comparison. You have your life to live. That person has his own life to live. When you start running a race, you all start at the same level, but different people win at different times. So don't bother yourself that somebody is in one level or another. What matters is that you run to be able to get your own prize. That's what matters most. Don't compare yourself with another person. Don't compare yourself with another person. It's not necessary. You are you, and that person is his own person too. Do you know that there are no people like you? There are no two people like you. You are so different. You are so different. You are different from even you are different from your twin brother. You are not exactly the same. So you don't need to compare anything. Just go along with what God has told you to do. No need to compare yourself with anybody. Don't bother to compare yourself with anybody. It's not necessary. God has a plan for you. Locate that plan. Move along that plan. That's why I've often told you, I have never had cause to envy anybody in my life. I don't do it for any reason. I thank God for those that God has blessed. There's no reason to envy anybody. It's not necessary. You have your own journey and you will get there. I say you will get there. That enviable place that God has for you, you will get there. That great height that God has destined for you, you will get there. No devil will abort it. No devil will stop it. When you compare yourself with another person, you carry weight that is not your own. You begin to pursue what God did not give you, what God never told you to pursue, you begin to pursue it. You begin to run after things, and then all of a sudden, you are burdened. You have pressure, and from pressure, it degenerates to high blood pressure. But that will never be your portion. I said that will never be your portion. As I close tonight, there is a destiny for you and you can fulfill it. I said there is a destiny for you and you can fulfill it. And no devil will be able to abort it. I said no devil will be able to abort it. The character required God will give unto you. I said the character required God will give unto you. The grace to stand in prayer, to win the battle, God will give unto you. 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9. 1 Corinthians 16 verse 9 said, a great door effectual is open unto me, but there are many adversaries. It is with prayer that you conquer these adversaries. And tonight, as we go into prayers, every devil against you will bow. Rise up on your feet.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.